We miss college football.
Drops back, pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline, and it's intercepted. Intercepted, Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline. Breaks the tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, 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 Georgia. Let the celebration begin.
We can't wait for the 2022 season.
Rice gets it, backpedals into the end zone. Loads up, looks long. He's got room.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Well, we're almost there. And for the Baylor Bears, they kick off their season on September 3rd, a night game up against Albany. As the Bears 2 years ago were 2-7, this past season 12-2, Big 12 champions, and they did win the Sugar Bowl. And now let's welcome in the third-year head coach of the Baylor Bears, and that's Dave Aranda. Dave, coach, appreciate the time. Zach Gelb here in New York City. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Is that kind of crazy when you hear that this is now your third year at Baylor and how quickly this has already got off for you?
It does go by fast. You know, I think we've got some kids that came in that recruiting class that first year. And so just seeing their maturation, just seeing kind of the people that they are now, kind of brings it to light. But it does, when you do kind of take pause and sit back and reflect, it goes awfully fast.
And there was a lot going on in the world when you guys did go 2-7. I know you don't want to hear the excuses, but how do you kind of explain the turnaround a year later from 2-7 to 12-2 and winning the Big 12?
I think just probably myself just being in the coordinator role, probably being sheltered from, you know, probably life, really, and just doing ball and almost kind of using ball as an escape. And so, you know, feeling the effects of that and wanting more than just that, you know, head coaching opportunity is a great opportunity, but then you're really not prepared, man, you know? And so then you make mistakes and you have to learn. And I think you've got to get out of your way to do that. And that's all, you know, there's some humiliation, embarrassment, all of it with it. But if you can move out of that or really kind of sit with that while, there can be some good out of it. And then I think, you know, so taking, you know, I think like leadership, so taking, you know, making it all about you, you got to know what you're about. And then paradoxically, same time, make it all about everybody else. And so I think, you know, that it, you know, what you're all about kind of flows through everyone you're with. And so, you know, I remember the first year, 2020, just, you know, thinking about what should I say here? What should I do here? How should I, you know, what's next? You know, there's a lot of questions. And just when you kind of figure out who you are, all those questions kind of take care of themselves. And so it's been a big journey, you know.
I saw the comments you made the other day when you said you were at LSU, you felt like you were a machine. And I always say this to coaches because I know how you guys operate. It's minute by minute, second by second. And sometimes, even though you appreciate the moment, you may not show it. And last night, coach, I went back and watched that Big 12 championship game. And I don't know if they didn't get you in a good moment, but you looked even pretty serious after that incredible goal line stand. So how'd you process the goal line stand last year to win the Big 12?
Yeah, so I know that there's two things I was just thinking of. And I think, I don't know, I imagine that face is only a face mother could love, you know. So I don't know.
Hey, Jay Wright once won a national championship in basketball on a buzzer beater, and he looked like he just rolled out of bed and he was so stoic. So it happens. It's coaching face.
Oh, man. It's just the more you see it, you wish like the resting face was just so different, but it is what it is. I think prior, you know, with Kansas State, we played them earlier in the season, and Big 12 championship, Blake Shapen was our QB, and Blake was our quarterback at Kansas State, our starter at the time, was injured. And Blake had never, run a QB sneak or never run it. We never had him under center and kneel the ball to kind of kill it or anything of that nature. And so I was thinking of that in that particular moment because there's still time on the clock and, how are we going to get out of the 1-inch line, and what's going to happen. And then I think also with that was just, thinking about the other side, in just however many minutes later when got to shake Coach Gundy's hand, he was just so in the moment and just so appreciative of the game and kind of, Baylor's effort and everything. And I it's weird because I knew that was what it was going to be even before he said it, just from my small kind of limited interactions with him, but it makes you proud to be a coach, just way cool. But I remember thinking of those two things.
Coach Dave Aranda here with us. You guys had a remarkable season, a great season a year ago. Do you feel like, because there's one thing to have a great season individually, that you guys are a great program, or are you still building to become a great program?
No, I appreciate that question. I think you're always thinking of building. And I think, in a season, after a Saturday game, you have yourself a brand new team that Sunday morning based upon, looking at football as a game of random events and setbacks, how you respond to all of it, the good and the bad. Are we too big for our britches, or are we trending that way? Are we having, complaining and whining? Are there excuses now? Talk about like fight or flight. Are we, the fight part of it would be, the blaming, it's not me, it's somebody else, or the fleeing would be, I'm just going to do me. Right. The team's over here doing their stuff, but I'm going to do my stuff. I'm going to do it my way. And, I'm going to graduate in a year and I'm good. I'm going to do me. So all of those things are always kind of under the surface of, the wins and losses. So it's way important, as you're building, like, what is the task within the task? Like, what are we really doing when we're doing what we're doing? And I think to stay on top of that is kind of an exhaustive thing, but I think it's everything, and so I would look at it like we're always building.
With success comes pressure and expectations. Isn't it wild with after a 2-7 season, then you guys win the Big 12, you win the Sugar Bowl. Now you're not flying under anyone's radar. Those expectations, I know you embrace them. It's the reason why we all get involved in this and you want to get to the mountaintop. But it's kind of wild how quickly those expectations and pressure then comes to your program.
It is. I think, when it's 2-7 and you're going into the 21 season, the issue with your team is really belief. It's that, you're kind of a quirky, weird dude, and you're trying to get across maybe stuff that isn't typical or normal that a coach would say, and what does any of this stuff have to do with winning? And, you were saying some of this stuff last year and you won two games. And so that can be difficult. When you win, the issue then becomes, was able to watch the UFC fight on Saturday, this last Saturday. And so a lot of our guys like to watch either boxing matches, UFC fights, and just the pageantry, and just the excitement of all of it when you're in the octagon or the ring, and just kind of taking from that, metaphors and things we can use. But, I think one of the things that's interesting for this particular team is that, you train, you do all of it, you have the walk to the octagon, they announce you, and you have a music that plays, people are cheering for you, and then you get in to the ring, and then Buffer announces you, and it's like crowd goes crazy. But then after that, they don't just give you a championship belt. That doesn't work. Like, you have to like fight now, and you have to get hit, and you have to get hurt, and you may get knocked down and you got to get back up, and you know, your hand is hurting and you got to use your other hand, and you know, you're getting choked out and you got to be able to find a way to get out and use all this, you know, everything you've been taught in the hardest, most pressurized moments. And then after all of that, if the Lord is smiling on you, then there's a chance for something at the end, you know? And so I think that's the thing with having success is that, you know, you just don't walk into a ring and they hand you anything. Because I think we had a few young guys that maybe just their role of all of it, they could look at it as that way, and it certainly isn't. And so there's always a fight with everything, you know?
Yeah, I know we always talk about players maybe getting complacent, but then you could also think about it from a coaching aspect too. If you accomplish everything that you have at one job, maybe a coach needs a new challenge. It seems like what you're saying, Dave Aranda, there's a lot more to accomplish for you at Baylor. Maybe that's factored into the decision when your name was thrown into a bunch of jobs this offseason, why you elected to stay.
I've, you know, since I can remember, I think when I was in high school, I wasn't really much of a student. That kind of thing. I was trying to find, I guess, my way, but you know, in college and everything, I was able to. And since I've found my way, I've always been way interested in just transformation. And I don't know, it's always been hard to talk about because I just don't ever see anyone else really talk about it. And so I just, you know, don't want to be weird. And so I just, you know, I think the opportunity to try to live that out here and to try to build, to teach it and model it here, I think is way unique. And I think that's really what it's about. And, you know, like, who is the person that you're becoming as a result of the chase? Like, you know, all the stuff we're trying to accomplish and do and win and all the outcome, like, who are you becoming? Like, what is, are you becoming greater than or less than who you are now? And so I think Baylor's a great place to do that.
Well, then what is the Dave Aranda way at Baylor, Coach?
I think it's you know, mastery of self, mastery of craft. I think it's looking at that as one thing, you know. I think it's not being, you know, a Dave that goes to school and then a Dave that goes that plays football, or a Dave that's, you know, home with his parents, or a Dave that's, on and around campus. I think it's, you know, knowing who you are and everything flowing from that. I just think, you know, there's such up and downs. I think, you know, the ability to see all that as an opportunity to hone in on your values and really kind of live out those values, I think, is the only thing that's really going to last. You know, having been able to win before and win at really high levels and not through this way is just so ephemeral, man. It just, the wins, they're there and then they're gone, you know? And then if you don't really have kind of a growth and a real strong tie with relationships to other people, you know, there's a difference between winning deep and winning shallow. Like, so much of it is winning shallow, I feel, man. It's like you're winning to avoid losing, and you're winning for your ego, you know, and you're winning so that you're better than it's comparative. When you win deep, it's like soul winning, right? There's a connection to, you know, winning. You're seeing the guy that's not getting the credit, but it has put everything into this week or put everything into this year, and you're seeing all the sacrifices, and it's just so strong. It's hard to explain, but it's because it's something that's outside of just you. And I think that's what's great about sports, and so much of it, I feel, is the pull away from that, if you allow it to be. You know, if you're looking at your phone and doing all the stuff that we all do. So it's a, I used to watch Seinfeld growing up, and so I feel like sometimes there's an episode with George where it was like he kind of figured out that whatever he wanted to do, he had to do the opposite. And so they were telling him, you have to just, no, don't do that. Do the opposite of whatever you thought. And so some of what we're doing here is that, you know, we're doing the opposite.
Dave Aranda here with us, wrapping up with the coach of the Baylor Bears. They kick off their season next Saturday night up against Albany, and their Big 12 title defense does get underway next week. We've seen a little bit of your quarterback, Blake Chapin, last year, and some big moments, and he excelled in a wonderful way. If someone hasn't watched your quarterback, if someone is not familiar with your quarterback, how do you describe him now?
I think he's a gunslinger. He's got a great feel for the game, you know, in terms of, you know, defenses are always going to do their best to not show their hand and to try to spin down late or try with safeties or try to disguise the coverages. And I think he's got a great sense about all of it. He studies and he spends the time. But I think, you know, his arm is way special. And I think, you know, he can throw it from different angles and platforms, and was a shortstop in baseball, and kind of has that look and feel about him. And so just way excited. There's been countless throws throughout fall camp where you're kind of amazed, and you kind of hear, you know, throughout the team, like, did you see that? Wow. You know, sometimes it's like, did you hear that? You know? And so that's way cool. I think his greatest, you know, growth in fall camp has just been his leadership and, you know, him just really kind of settling down to who he is and not trying to be someone that he's not. And I think you've really seen some strides that way. And for sure, it's all going to be tested here in a couple weeks. So, you know, so far, so good.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach, and you talked about it. You get new players in the program. You have to replace some legendary players like a Jalen Petrie, which is going to be a really tough task. And we'll see the growth of your quarterback as well. Taking you back to Big 12 media days, I was watching your session, and you said it's smart for us to rely on our strengths early on and develop what needs development throughout the season. What do you think your biggest strength is headed into this season as a team, and what is the thing that keeps you up most at night that you really need to develop on?
No, yeah, good question. I think the line of scrimmage is probably our where most of our returning people are at. And so, you know, I think it's a positive thing with them just having the attitude that they've had and the mindset that they've had to continue to improve and to evolve. You know, we talk about like dying and rising and, you know, parts of the self that holds you back and where the ego takes hold and all of that, that has to die so that, you know, there can be something greater that can be born. And I think they do that, man, and they try, and they're not kind of held back. So I think that's a strength. I think, you know, the weakness or the things that kind of keep me up are just the immaturity. I mean, we've got some young, really, really talented guys that, you know, I think the, you know, we're talking about running into a storm for this season, and you know, this schedule presents plenty of storms, and for us to be at our best, you know, I look at the last year's game versus Oklahoma State, where there's kind of a self implosion. I take full responsibility for. I just remember being on the side looking at our team and some of their faces, and they were not prepared. And then I look at the end of the game, Oklahoma State, and, you know, the pressures and the competitiveness of all of it was the same. You know, we melted in one and we stayed true in the other. And so, I, you know, there's a bunch of ways to win. I just know, you know, we kind of play a fair amount of similar particular games that it's going to come down to, you know, not melting. And so that's a concern, and we've worked on it, and, you know, I think you're never going to know till you know, though, so we'll stay tuned.
Well, I've watched a lot of Baylor football last 5-6 years. I'm a Temple guy, so when Matt was there, I was watching a lot, and I continue doing so because I'm excited to see what you continue to build. Good luck this year, and really do appreciate the extensive conversation you just gave us.
Appreciate you. Thank you.